grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's holy word tonight is Matthew chapter 5, especially verse 5. Blessed are the meek, because these same ones will inherit the earth. The words from our Lord Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, and also as we're continuing our sermon series on the Beatitudes. Our hymnals are wonderful, the new Lutheran service books that we have. I like the way they start with the book of Psalms in the very beginning of the hymn book. It's certainly a good way to start. That was ancient Israel's old hymn book. Unfortunately, they didn't put all the Psalms in there. And that's why you have a sheet of paper in front of you. I printed it up for you because we're going to be referring back to this kind of in quick order, so you got to be on the ball. But I highlighted all the verses that we'll refer to. Psalm 37, so you'll see all the highlighted ones there. They're not in order, but we'll cover all of them in due time. Our Lord Jesus said, "Blessed are the meek, because these same ones will inherit the earth." Inherit the earth. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to inherit the earth? You've watched the news, you see what's going on. Do you want to inherit the earth? You think about Satan's temptation of our Lord Jesus. Remember the third temptation? He showed him all the kingdoms of the world and all of their splendor and glory. And Satan said, "All of these I will give to you if you bow down and worship me." Inherit the earth. Is that what you want? Doesn't our Bible say, book of 1 John chapter 2, "Do not love the world, nor the things in the world"? Doesn't our Bible say, book of Philippians chapter 3, "Our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ"? Doesn't our Bible say, "For the world passes away and its desires"? 1 John chapter 2 again. Doesn't our Bible say, 2 Peter chapter 3, "But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up"? Inherit the earth? What is they're left to inherit after all of that happens? Now, when we think about those Bible verses, we understand what the Lord says to us. He said, and you know the verse, "What does it profit what a man to gain the whole world and to lose his soul?" We understand that. Makes a lot of sense. But how do you understand the words of our Lord Jesus here? In the Beatitude, blessed, that's what Beatitude means, blessed are the meek, because these same ones will inherit the earth. How do we understand that? Well, it seems to me the simplest way to understand it would be to go back to where our Lord got it from, that whole idea. Actually, being the Lord, being God the Son, he's the one that put the idea there to begin with in the Old Testament, but we can take a look back to the Old Testament and see where it came from. Psalm 37, that's tonight's psalm. If you would please look at verse 9. "Those who wait for the Lord shall" what? "Inherit the land." Good. How about verse 11? "The meek shall inherit the land." How about verse 22? "Those blessed by the Lord shall inherit the land." Verse 29, "The righteous shall inherit the land." Verse 34, "He will exalt you," you know how it goes, "to inherit the land." All right, we know where all of this came from. But who was it our Lord was speaking to? The Lord Jesus. Matthew chapter 5, and then also Psalm 37. Matthew 5 tells us he was talking to his disciples, those who are believers in him, those who are baptized into his name, those who are given the gift of the Holy Spirit, those who are washed clean in the blood of the Lamb, those who have a place prepared for them by the Lord himself in his heavenly mansions, those who are the inheritors of the new heaven and the new earth, those who are blessed beyond measure in the Lord's kind, undeserved, and gracious favor. Matthew chapter 5 tells us all of that when it says Jesus spoke to his disciples, to you and to me. But Psalm 37 reminds us that disciples of Jesus, for the moment, must still live in this world for a time. And it is an unbelieving world. It's a fallen world. It's what the Bible calls darkness. And when you are in the darkness and you have to face it day in and day out, and you got to deal with it all of the time, it is easy, even for a believer, to do something. Look at Psalm 37. Look at the number 37 at the beginning of the psalm. What's the first word? What is it? Fret. Fret. There is so much that you can fret about. And take your pick. The psalm for today, the very first verse says, fret not yourself because of who? Evildoers. Because of evildoers. Verses 7 and 8. What does it say? Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. Refrain from anger, forsake wrath, fret not yourself, it tends only to evil. Psalm 37 and Matthew chapter 5 are words of our Lord that speak to the same audience. They speak to believers, but also to fretting believers. People who are oppressed by the wicked and the unbelieving. People who are oppressed by what they see around them and by what they're subjected to. Subjected to the attitudes and the behaviors and the selfishness and the vindictiveness and the ruthlessness and the abuse of power and the hoarding of wealth and the peddling of influence. And there's no end to the ways, fair or foul, by which the unbelieving can work for their own advantage, because they're just led by their own hearts, not led by the Spirit of God. And the Lord knows full well what fretting leads to. Fretting leads to anger. Fretting leads to wrath. Fretting leads to hatred taking up residence in your heart. Fretting leads finally to revenge. And so verse 8, which says, refrain from anger, forsake wrath, fret not yourself, it tends only to what? To evil. Only to evil, that's the only destination of it. That's all where it ends up. Now, the good Lord knows that life on earth would be intolerable if Satan had a free hand. And life on earth would be intolerable if unbelieving people had a free hand. And so in Psalm 37, he tells a little parable. It's a true story. It's based on history, but it's a little parable in a way. Verses 35 and 36. Verses 35 and 36. He says, I have seen a wicked, ruthless man spreading himself like a green laurel tree. Green because he's sucking up everything around him. Green because he's taking up all of the space that should belong to others. But what happened? He passed away. And behold, he was no more. Though I sought him, he could not be found. On the other hand, verse 37, take note of the blameless. Behold the upright. For there is a future for the man of peace. And there you have the lesson. No future for those who do not look to the Lord Jesus, but a good future, even in the present, for those who do look to the Lord Jesus. Because, verse 23 and verse 24, the steps of a man are established by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be cast headlong, for the Lord upholds his hand. Verse 16, better is the little that the righteous has than the abundance of many wicked. And so you know that by God's grace, you've inherited all that you have now, and by his grace, you will inherit the kingdom that is to come. 39 and 40. The salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their stronghold in time of trouble. The Lord helps them. The Lord delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked. He saves them because they take refuge in him. And so our Lord Jesus said, blessed are the meek, for these very ones shall inherit the earth. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.